Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, I want to start with probably one of the biggest gas stories that's being talked about this week, and that is President Biden considering suspending the federal gas tax. He sounds like he's going to make a decision on that soon. If he decides to do that, how much would that help people at the pump?
Well, the federal gas tax amounts to 18.4 cents a gallon, and so depending on how the law is written, it may take a couple days to start seeing prices go down, or it could be rather immediate. If the president chooses to make it retroactive, meaning that stations that bought gasoline that was taxed may get a refund, they would pass along the decrease even quicker. So it certainly could mean lower prices. We'll have to see.
And also, you know, going a step further in Indiana, Indiana's gas tax is set to go up to one of the highest in the nation. This would be the largest gas tax since 2014. And there's a budget surplus, so you can probably imagine Hoosiers aren't too happy about that. What do you think about that possible gas tax going up in Indiana?
Well, you know, it's rather surprising. Indiana has one of the higher gas taxes in the region now, and it continues to go up. So certainly something that is unusual. Usually you kind of figure that Illinois is going to be the most expensive and the only one with rising taxes, but Indiana is no longer the place to go when filling your tank up. It is not the draw that it used to be, especially up in northwest Indiana. Indiana used to be a reliably cheaper option, but that's no longer the case. And it's certainly surprising that as gas prices continue to surge, that politicians continue to let these increases hit motorists hard.
What I saw that basically the average price for gas in the state affects gas taxes. What else affects maybe federal and statewide gas taxes? Is it just the average price for gas in the state, or are there other things too?
That's really the primary factor for Indiana. Now, at the federal level, it is just a flat 18.4 cents. It's not a percent. It doesn't change. It hasn't changed in nearly 30 years. But the wholesale cost of gasoline for some states like Indiana, there is a percentage-based tax based on the cost of a good, just like sales tax. The higher the cost of the good, the more tax, and that's the case with gasoline.
So you expect maybe some relief in the meantime, maybe over the next few days. Is that right, or do you see gas prices going back up?
Well, we've gone down 8 cents a gallon here in the last week, but so far today, oil is surging again. We're up at about $2 a barrel. The wholesale cost of gasoline is up 16 cents this morning, so that could put an eventual end to the fall in prices. I think we may be able to escape this week with a hike, but there's a potential that either late this week, maybe Friday, or early next week, we could see prices kind of making that price cycle and jumping.
And also, what are some other things that are driving prices to be what they are? Is it the war in Ukraine? Is COVID having an effect? What are some other factors?
Well, a lot of it right now is simply the fact that refineries are having a tough time keeping up with demand. Americans hitting the road in pretty high numbers. Gasoline demand last week was at its highest level of the year, according to Gas Buddy data. It rose nearly 7%. So Americans really just not slowing down, and that's what's keeping prices high.
Do you see demand decreasing? I mean, we are through the Memorial Day, you know, part of the summer, but we still have 4th of July. And maybe do you see demand easing after 4th of July? Because I know that's a big travel weekend.
You know, I really don't see it easing until probably early August. Usually gasoline demand continues to kind of slowly step up as we get into the kind of dog days, the prime of summer. And usually it will peak at some point in late July. So I would expect that to be the case again this year.
If you were somebody waiting to fill up or deciding whether to fill up this week, what would you do?
I'd probably just wait a little bit. I'd watch oil. If oil prices do hold up today, it wouldn't be a bad idea to kind of hedge your bets and fill up maybe Friday morning. Otherwise, I would expect an increase early next week.
All right, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of.
All right. He's Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.